The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, we're going to talk about how to cut costs. And joining me today is Andrea Warwick. She is a money-saving expert. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on today.
Let's just get to the chase. How should people start cutting their costs right now, especially with inflation?
Well, the first thing you have to do is figure out where your money is going and figure out where you're overspending. And if you aren't paying attention to your regular credit card purchases, it's easy to overspend. So go through your monthly budget, go through your credit card and bank statement, list out each expense you pay on a monthly basis. Don't overlook those quarterly and annual bills, though. And then also take an average spend for the fluctuating expenses you have, like for food, groceries, and entertainment. This is going to give you a clear picture of where you're spending, where your money is going, and then help you identify where you need to cut back. And then from there, you can make your action plan. You know, you can figure out, okay, I want to cut back on my mobile plan. I want to cut back on groceries, on takeout. And then we can go through each of those bills to come up with some savings.
Okay, so you're asking all of us to do some homework here because we have to research all of that.
Doesn't have to take a lot of time either.
How much time would you say, just on average? I know it depends on how many bills or where people are spending, but about on average, how much time do you think that would take someone?
Actually, if you look at your credit card or bank accounts online, a lot of them will give you an instant pie chart to show you how much you spend on a monthly basis. And so you're looking at maybe a few minutes of just logging on, printing it out, or writing it down. It's really, really simple, and it's just going to be eye-opening. I just don't think a lot of people are spending the time to do that.
Once you look at it, it might be fairly easy to either cut out a streaming service or maybe limit how much food you're buying at the grocery store. But what about some of those things that we think of as pretty static, like our household bills? How do we start reducing those?
Yes, this is a good point because a lot of people don't realize that there are opportunities to cut those household bills. And so it could be everything from your energy costs. It's simple hacks like unplugging unused gadgets can cut your bill by 10%. And even for those hard to reach places like your entertainment system, you can use a power strip. They even have a Wi-Fi enabled smart plugs that you control from your phone to completely cut the energy off. Running your washing machine and dishwasher and other major household appliances early in the day or late at night outside of those peak hours will also reduce your energy bill. So those are some simple things you can do there. And then when it comes to your cable plan, scrutinize your services. Do you need the premium movie channels? Is there a lower cost option? Or is now the time to cut the cord completely? And even your mobile data plan. A lot of people sign up for unlimited data. But the reality is you could hook up to your home Wi-Fi. You could hook up at work to Wi-Fi. A lot of businesses around town offer Wi-Fi these days. So you could most likely switch to a lower tiered plan based on your actual usage to help you save. And then even for your car insurance, there are going to be opportunities to save.
Before we go into car insurance really quickly, I want to go back to the household bills, the running electronics during peak times. A lot of people may not realize that electric companies do charge more from like 8 in the morning until 6 p.m. in the afternoon, because especially in the summertime when a lot of electricity is being used for air conditioners.
Exactly. And so if you can figure out a better time outside of that window to run it, you will definitely save some money as well. And just remember, even things like instead of drying all your clothing, getting in the habit of hang drying can also help, as long as it's something that doesn't overwhelm your life. That could also reduce your bill. Even turning down the thermostat by a degree up or down, depending on the weather, that's also going to cut your costs.
With car insurance, isn't car insurance just, I have a 2015 Toyota RAV4 that's going to be the same cost insurance no matter where I go, right?
Actually, there could be cheaper rates at different providers. And although you may have found the best price when you first bought your car, because you likely shopped around then, most people don't check in on their policy and they just leave it and forget it. The reality is there's going to be opportunities to save. And so you do want a comparison shop, maybe every year or maybe every few years. And there are tools that can help you do that. In fact, Experian isn't just a credit bureau. They have a variety of resources that help consumers save more money now. And through their CreditWorks program, they give you access to a free auto insurance shopping service. And it's so great because it delivers tailored rates based on your current policy, offering potential savings of more than $900 a year. So if you have not shopped around for your auto insurance in a few years, now is the time to do it. And then you can also increase your insurance deductible. That'll save you up to another 20% off your premium. Also, bundling services. So bundling your auto and your home insurance or life insurance could also give you some savings as well.
All right, as we wrap things up, Andrea, do you have any other tips that can help keep money in our wallets?
Yes, I wanted to quickly mention the opportunity to negotiate your bills. So if you're not getting anywhere by shopping around and you like your service provider, you could always call and ask for a discount. If you don't want to deal with the tedious process of that, there are services that can help you. In fact, with a paid Experian membership, you'll get access to a bill negotiation feature, and they will negotiate fees for you, saving you on average $263. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. And then whenever you're shopping for an essential need, obviously you want to cut out those discretionary purchases, but for everything you need, always compare prices, look for coupons, and look at those certified refurbished for those pricey items like electronics or home appliances. That could help you save 60%.
Wow. Okay. We like 60% savings. If anybody wants to learn
Right.
more about the topics that we've discussed today, where could people go?
So you can learn more about those money-saving resources I mentioned at experian.com/savings. And then I post all my daily savings tips at andreawarrock.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at Andrea Warrock as well.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. Again, you're Andrea Warrick, and you are a money saving expert. And you're just giving us a few tips to get people started. The big thing I learned is we got to do our homework. You actually have to start somewhere, but it may not take as long as you think it will.
Exactly. And they will deliver big, big savings. So it's well worth your time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's hkelly at ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense onto social media, Money Making Sense on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.